Hello, good morning and welcome to the Finance Show here on tiptv.co.uk. It is Thursday the 26th of January, and we are joined by Leslie Aristani, who's an independent market trader at leadingtrader.com.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay, well, there's one or two things, you know, because you've got that American accent. the wall thing.
Right.
We're going to build a wall. And he's building a wall.
Yeah, I heard that apparently the Mexican president, he's saying that they're not going to pay for it. Well, we're going to have to wait and see. It seems to be obviously a political point. Before actually I go into that, I also should say that, did you watch the inauguration last week?
I saw bits of it. Hardly anybody was there.
Mm. I have to say, I'm very impressed with the mainstream media and the press who covered it. Actually, I think covered it very fairly and nicely, actually. I also have to say well done to the Metro newspaper, who did a really good job. Well done to them also for covering it fairly and balanced.
So what was the aspects which were fair and balanced?
Actually, I was reading it. I think that generally they seem to... I think the mainstream media mostly are saying, you know what, let's give him a chance. Let's see what he does. Let's see if he keeps up promises. One of the things I should mention, though... going back to the wall.
Well, if he keeps up his promises, he'd be the only politician in living memory who kept his promises. There's nobody who's ever kept a promise.
Right.
Any politician who's kept a promise. And look at the mayor of London.
Yeah. I have to say, very interestingly, sometimes I watch this podcast on YouTube. One of the ones that I watch is called The Young Turks. Some of your viewers may know them. They're actually a progressive liberal group. And I watch them because sometimes they have interesting opinions. And interestingly enough, a lot of Democrats and liberals are surprised by the fact that Trump is keeping his promises, especially on trade. There's a fellow on the Young Turks, I forget his name, but he said that, you know what, Trump is doing very much what Bernie Sanders would have done on the TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership. He's scrapping that, obviously. So, you know, a lot of progressives, Democrats, are saying, you know, let's give Trump a chance. And so far, they're saying he's doing a good job, at least on trade. I know that there's a lot of things that are questionable, I would say, about Trump's policies, maybe the foreign policies. I get that. But I think that generally the media are being fair, and I think we have to thank the media for being fair and balanced in some respects on this. What else? So you didn't watch the inauguration? Or
I watched a bit of it, but I can't believe that we have a fan of the mainstream media within this studio. But let's go on to the slides of the day. Most popular business and finance. Good news for people who like wandering around in an ever-decreasing circle in a out-of-town situation. Mm-hmm. IKEA confirms plans for a Sussex, presumably a new centre there. Next up, Johnson & Johnson to buy Actelion for $30 billion, which I think something has been flagged by Ben Harrington, who comes on the show every Monday on the M&A front. Then commentary from the Investors Chronicle this week. Dutch regulator AFM inadvertently published details of hedge fund short trades going all the way back to 2012. George Soros and the Medallion Fund were shorting ING Bank and other Amsterdam-listed
companies.
Does it
make a difference that they did this? I mean, does it make a huge... What does it really mean in terms of...
Badge of honour, I would say. Let's go on to the next slide. Commentary from Carl Bass on Bloomberg. Heyman Capital's Carl Bass, who returned an impressive 25% in 2016, mocked the idea that China is now the driving economic power in the world, calling it illusory or somewhat of a fallacy. And I would agree with him, actually. Mm-hmm. I think so, yes. Mm-hmm. And next, we've got... him adding that imposing tariffs on Chinese imports could have profound consequences for the nation's economy, where credit over the last 18 months has grown by $6.5 trillion, while deposits have grown by just $3 trillion. So credit is growing exponentially. China has to fund enormous moves in credit growth just to keep in roughly the same place. We call it running to stand still. So it looks like a car crash in terms of car crash about to happen in China.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I guess you could argue that.
We'll have to wait and see, yes. Next up, we've got the economic calendar with UK GDP, presumably at 9:30, new home sales from the US, advanced goods trades balance, and then in Japan, the National Consumer Price Index. Moving on to FX sentiment, powered by Oanda. We see the punters getting less friendly towards gold and silver, and rather rather less friendly towards pound dollar. It's had a good run, and they've been taking their foot off the accelerator there. Short of the euro, which worries me, I have to say, because it doesn't seem to be going down at all. And then on the other side, going more long of euro sterling, which actually the, now the chart, which is I'm a fan of, but the chart looks like a sick dog.
I have to say, I have to say that the people who put this graphic together did a really good job, good graphics for this. But also going back to your point about the, I think the worrying thing is still how many people are bullish on silver and gold. Which to me is still a bit of a red flag. You know, anytime I see that reading goes above 70% on a specific market, still to me that's a bit of a red flag that there is over-optimistic sentiment.
It's a bit of a Trump fear trade, and you know, the world's going to the world's going to ruin, and we've got to get a gold and silver. Whereas actually the stock market's gone through the roof, and
that's
you know, et cetera, et cetera. So let's go on to the next slide. Which is which is you.
Okay, so I hate that picture over there. Okay. So basically, this is a
setup. Well, they didn't get your good side.
No, I just don't like looking at myself. But anyways, this pound-yen trade I put here. So yeah, so I actually quite like this. I like this setup here on the pound. Yeah, I want to get your views on this one. For those of your viewers who would like to look at Elliott waves, to me this looks, as I've shown here, a potential wave four completion. For those of you who don't follow Elliott waves, simply what that means is the markets tend to trend in five waves. Wave four is a correction, which seems to have completed, Zach. And if it's completed, certainly it looks like we're breaking through a regression channel on pound yen. And if that's the case, then we could be on our way for a wave five target on pound yen towards 151. What's your view on that?
Yeah, it looks, it all makes sense. And I suppose you could also have a channel from October, November heading towards that area as well. So
that's right.
So I think it does make sense. Next.
So my setup here is wait for a pullback to 140, 141 level, and then get long with a stop loss below 136. There's another trade actually I have here, I think, guys, on CAD yen, which similar to pound yen seems to be forming five waves, and we're now potentially going towards wave five, our wave five target at 91. So again, looking to buy pullbacks on this too. And the next trade, next chart, we're talking about gold just earlier, Zach. So my personal view, and I want to get your view on this, from a technical and fundamental standpoint, here's what we do know. We know that the U.S. dollar has been strong since Trump came to was elected president back in November. It seems to me that insiders are still speculating on higher interest rates going forward for 2017, potentially a stronger U.S. dollar this year, which means higher interest rates, or higher yields, I should say, with a higher U.S. dollar, stronger U.S. dollar, spells bad news for gold. Your view?
No, I mean, I think the chart looks, I mean, that fourth wave being completed and coming down there looks like a sensible thing. We've been running out of time here, so we better go through the last.
Yeah, that was just the dollar index. So I'm looking for the dollar to hold support at 99.99 half level here. So traders are looking to potentially get long on the dollar or get short on the euro and look at these levels. 61.8% Fibonacci retracement, and I'm looking for that level to hold. And potentially, I think, Zach, what's happening here to me is either we're going to form a low and then rally to the previous highs, or this could be the start of a head and shoulders pattern, potential bearish head and shoulders pattern. Maybe. I mean, we'll have to wait and see on that.
Okay, next we've got... Tip TV trade of the day, which is to sell Shire Pharmaceuticals. Monthly chart showing that it's topped out over the last 6 months, forming a potential head and shoulders formation sell on a rise to £46, objective 40 to £37, and stops above £50 on a one-month time frame. And then finishing off with Antofagasta, where I believe the shares are currently around £8. We see that JP Morgan and Credit Suisse slightly behind the curve. They're underweight and still sticking doggedly to their wrong research or their wrong call there. So bad luck to them. And then on Just Eat, a favorite company of mine, outperformed from Macquarie, even though growth is slowing, according to the latest update from the company on the 10th of January. And then Jimmy Choo, massive upgrade from Liberum Capital on the share price target. I suppose that is valid, given the way that people obviously have more money than sense and are happy to pay £500, etc. Some shoes.
Yeah, speaking of Just Eat being your favorite company, I have to say every time I see the advert for Just Eat, I'm going to switch the channel because it makes me feel sick. I ordering food from an app on a phone to me is too millennial for my taste. I prefer to cook my food.
Well, no, I keep a close eye because it could be a career move later. You know, after being a financial commentator, Deliveroo, Just Eat, I think those are the places that I'm. You know, so I'm doing my research.
No offense to Just Eat. I'm sure your stuff is okay.
That's the open of the finance show. Join us after the break for more.